It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. This year we focus in on the all-time captains for Beaver football. Head coach Brent Bolte joins us next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, bsubeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU's first season of football was 1927. In the 91 season since then, Bemidji State has had some great leaders on the field. It's not often that a pair of brothers have been captains for the same team. Bryce and Brian Volbrecht were captains for the Beavers in the mid-2000s. Coach Brent Bolte says the two were different people and different captains.
You know, they're a little bit different. Bryce was a little bit more quiet, and Brian was a little bit more, I don't know if outgoing is the right word, a little bit more vocal leader. But Bryce had a fake tooth. He always scared me when I was for sure getting here. He always popped his tooth out, looked like a tough guy. But actually see him quite a bit around the area. He's a DNR guy around BSU. But both tremendously good football players, just leaders in their own rights, different ways, but very tough physical players for the Beavs.
Not only did Bryce and Brian come to BSU, their younger brother Brent was also a Beaver.
Brent came as well. Didn't play as much as the older two, but it's interesting. I think it always comes from if the older one had a good experience and the parents have a good experience, then obviously it makes it a little bit easier to recruit the siblings as you go through. So obviously Bryce had a good experience and helped pave the way to get the other ones along the way. But yeah, certainly I don't know if the older one's not here. I don't know if the younger one would have came either. I don't know.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. To listen to past archives of the show, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Football on the Beaver Radio Network.